Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
This is business and legal policy professor emeritus John Kent reading a non-political summary article printed in the News Gazette. The title is Springfield Deceit Exposed by Lawsuit of John Bambanek versus Board of Elections. If you don't trust Springfield, vote no on the November ballot's constitutional amendment, some legislative candidates advise. If you trust Springfield, vote yes to concentrate more budgetary power in Springfield. However, voters will not even know what they are voting for or against because the proposed 700-word amendment is not even printed on the ballot. There is only a brief summary explanation. On October 17, John Bambanek, a Senate candidate from Champaign, filed the case of John Bambanek versus Illinois State Board of Elections, objecting to the ballot's constitutional irregularities and asking that the court rule the vote to be non-binding. To make the Bambanek case non-political, plaintiff John Bambanek asked his opponent, Senator Michael Frerichs, to join as a plaintiff, but according to local media accounts to date, Senator Frerichs has declined to join the Bambanek case. When some legislators and media ask the public to vote yes for a constitutional amendment, which is not even printed on the ballot, they are arguably testing the limits of democracy itself. John Bambanek's attorney, Mark Hewitt, believes the case could quickly go to the Illinois Supreme Court. The League of Women Voters of Illinois, which prides itself as a nonpartisan organization advocating for good government, opposes the constitutional amendment. The Chicago Tribune, the Chicago Sun-Times, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and numerous other newspapers say vote no. The amendment is also opposed by the Illinois Education Association, the Illinois Federation of Teachers, the National Education Association, Chicago FOP, Retired Teachers of Chicago, State Universities Annuitants Association, with added opposition from labor organizations, such as the AFL-CIO, AFSCME, Teamsters, and Laborers Midwest, and many other groups. At over 700 words, the proposed Illinois constitutional amendment contains more words than the entire first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, the U.S. Bill of Rights. Across the entire political spectrum, all Illinois voters should be concerned by the processes by which November's proposed constitutional amendment is being presented and by the new draconian budgetary powers it will vest in the same leaders who saddled Illinois with $83 billion in unfunded liabilities.
The Public Square is a place for you to comment on whatever subject you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Opinions reflect those of the speaker. For information or to submit a commentary, visit our website, will.illinois.edu.